Hello, children. Let me tell you a story about Mr. Mellow Man. Ready now?
He was a mellow man and liked to doze for 40 winks. And when he woke, his butler asked him, should I serve the drinks? A civil way to greet the day, it helps to wind up all the kinks.
Listen carefully now.
The butler's name was Henri, and he wore a shiny suit. And on each foot, both left and right, he wore a shiny boot. And this was odd, because the poor man was quite clearly destitute.
Poor Henri with his shiny boots. Perhaps Mr. Mellow Man should help the poor bugger out. That's what I think.
The Mellow Man rose up and then decided to repair to the beach and there to sit and at the ocean stare. A pleasant way to spend the day and take the briny seaside air.
This is where the butler pours himself a drink.
The butler poured a whiskey and proposed a simple toast. Here's to all the seafood that is swimming at the coast. Of all the creatures in the sea, I like the spiny lobster most.
While Mr. Mellow Man was staring at the ocean, Henri was fixing the whiskey. Good man, Henri.
The Mellow Man agreed and said a lobster would be good. But where to find one at short notice in the neighborhood? Perhaps our local bistro has one. What you think's the likelihood?
Henri's going to find a lobster.
The butler ventured forth and sought some fresh marine cuisine, only to be stymied by a hurdle unforeseen. The only wares on sale were oysters, more than he had ever seen.
What a shame there were no lobsters. Mind you, oysters are quite tasty, especially with a little bit of Tabasco.
The Mellow Man and Henri ate crustaceans with their drinks, and thus refreshed and satisfied, they ironed out all their kinks. Then he laid down on his bed and had another 40 winks.
Well, that completes our story for today. Good night, children. Sleep tight.